Good morning.
This month we are celebrating the 300th anniversary of Ben Franklin's birth. He was a leading disciple of the European Enlightenment and America's first Renaissance man. He was a person of complete versatility who made original contributions in many areas of science and the humanities. His inventions make for quite an interesting and surprising list: bifocals, swim fins, the odometer, the cast iron stove, fire insurance, daylight savings, the circulating library, the lightning rod, our first knowledge about electricity, and separate watertight compartments in ship holes. Franklin was one of America's greatest religious liberals. The Latin word liberalis means pertaining to a free person. So a liberal arts education and liberal free market economics each promote free and responsible human activity. The purpose of a liberal arts education is to prepare citizens for lives in a liberal democracy, a society in which freedom of belief and conscience are paramount. For a religious liberal, there is not only freedom of religion, but freedom from religion as well. Franklin had doubts about Orthodox Christianity very early in his life. "I was scarce 15," he states, "when I began to doubt of revelation itself." He did not accept the Trinity or the deity of Christ. He thought, like many other religious liberals, that Jesus was a great moral teacher. Preferring to study on Sundays, Franklin seldom went to church. When he did attend, he was generally disappointed because, as he observed in his autobiography, the preacher seemed more intent on making people good Calvinists than good citizens. Franklin believed that human beings are basically good, albeit fallible, and they could lead a moral life with the aid of their own reason and with a minimum of divine intervention. For Franklin, a religious faith which was not productive of good works was worthless. In a letter to Joseph Huey, he states, "I mean real good works, works of kindness, charity, mercy, and public spirit, not holiday keeping, sermon reading or hearing, performing church ceremonies or making long prayers, filled with flatteries and compliments, despised even by wise men, and much less capable of pleasing the deity." Franklin did believe in God, whom he addressed in his modest prayers as, "O powerful goodness, bountiful Father, merciful guide." He argued that every person has a natural inclination to acknowledge the infinite power and creator of nature. The worship of God should elevate one to rational joy and pleasure and to good works. In his writings, Franklin displayed the ultimate in religious tolerance. He used freely the term God, but in his famous creed and liturgy, there is no mention of Jesus Christ. He felt that the division of religion into many different competing denominations was unfortunate. This state of affairs had divided people one against the other and had prevented them from confronting the real challenges of humankind. There's a famous dictum by Franklin that shows the real core of his religious philosophy. It reads, "Vicious actions are not hurtful because they are forbidden, but forbidden because they are hurtful." This is a fundamental criticism of religious legalism of all forms, be it Christian, Muslim, or Jewish. A person obeys the laws of God not merely because they are commanded on authority alone, but because human reason sees the basic goodness and utility in following these laws. Franklin's views on obedience to laws fundamental for the protection of human liberty, the main theme of the American Revolution. The American Constitution, with its provisions for representative government and a system of checks and balances, eliminates the rule of an absolute sovereign who would force compliance to laws which may be irrational and arbitrary. Jonathan Edwards, the great American Calvinist, often used thunder and lightning as an example of God's arbitrary use of power. The contrasting image is Franklin, rationalist and scientist, standing in a storm with a kite and a key dangling dangerously on the string. Edwards' world was an irrational one in which people found themselves unfree, dependent, and humbled. But people were self-reliant, inquisitive, proud, and eminently American in the world of Ben Franklin. This is Nick Geyer wishing you a good day.